This podcast is brought to you by StarshipShirts.com, the ultimate destination for fans of SpaceX, Tesla, Neuralink, and all of Elon's incredible ventures. From apparel and accessories to collectibles and gadgets, merchandise celebrates the spirit of innovation that drives the man himself. Join us on this thrilling journey through the cosmos, the open road, and the frontiers of human consciousness with StarshipShirts.com. You're not just buying merch, you're becoming part of a global community that embraces the future with open arms. Visit StarshipShirts.com and use the promo code MUSK10 for 10% off your first order. Offer valid for a limited time only, so get on it and start innovating yourself.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, Cosmic Explorers, to another episode of the Space News Pod. I'm your host, Will Walden, your interstellar tour guide, ready to rocket you through the awe-inspiring cosmos. Today, we've got a tale that's truly out of this world. A story that stretches across 13,000 light years, right to the heart of our Milky Way galaxy. In this episode, we'll be diving into a groundbreaking discovery that has astronomers across the globe buzzing with excitement. Now, picture this. A dying sun-like star in the throes of its end, swelling up to 1,000 times its original size. And in its last cosmic dance, it engulfs an exoplanet. That's right, a star devouring its own planet. The celestial drama has been observed for the first time ever using the Gemini South Telescope in Chile. We'll be discussing how this cosmic event might mirror our own Earth's destiny when our sun reaches its end-of-life stage in about 5 billion years. We'll also explore what this means for the scientific community and how it could revolutionize our understanding of the universe. Now, in an extraordinary event that's rocked the astronomical community, scientists using the Gemini South Telescope in Chile, operated by NSF's Neuer Lab, have created and captured the first ever evidence of a dying sun-like star in the act of engulfing an exoplanet. Now, this monumental finding, referred to as the smoking gun, reveals a long, low-energy outburst from the star, a clear indication of a planet skimming the star's surface. This sight is of particular interest to our home planet, as it could prove and provide insights into the Earth's ultimate destiny, predicted to occur when our sun reaches its own end-of-life stage, estimated to be in about 5 billion years from now. Now, astronomers have long studied countless stars at various stages of their evolution to understand the life cycle of stars and their interactions with neighboring planetary systems as they age. This research has shown when a sun-like star approaches the end of its life, it swells anywhere from 100 to 1,000 times its original size, potentially swallowing the inner planets of the system. Now, events like this are speculated to occur only a handful of times each year across the vast expanse of the Milky Way, and past observations have indeed confirmed that the aftermath of planetary engulfments, but capturing one in the act, had remained elusive until today. Now, thanks to the incredible capabilities of the Gemini South Adaptive Optics Imager, the GSAOI on Gemini South, part of the International Gemini Observatory managed by NSF's Neuer Lab, this groundbreaking observation has been made possible. The evidence was gleaned from a low and long energy outburst from a star in the Milky Way. approximately 13,000 light years from Earth. The event, the spectacular devouring of a planet by a bloated star, offers a sneak peek into eventual fate of Mercury, Venus, and Earth when our sun begins its death throes in about 5 billion years. Ryan Lau of Neuer Lab said, "These observations offer a fresh perspective on finding and studying the billions of stars in our Milky Way that have already devoured their planets. And for the most part of its life, a sun-like star refuses fuses hydrogen into helium in its hot, dense core, allowing the star to resist the crushing pressure of its outer layers. And as the core hydrogen depletes, the star begins to fuse helium into carbon, and hydrogen fusion shifts to the star's outer layers. This leads to an expansion of the star, turning it into a red giant. This metamorphosis, however, spells doom for any planets in the inner system. Now, as the system star's surface gradually expands to engulf one of its planets, the interaction triggers a magnificent outburst of energy and material. Now, concurrently, this process applies a sudden break on the planet's orbital velocity, causing it to plummet directly into the star. Now, the first signs of this celestial event were found in optical images from the Zwicky Transient Facility. The event, designated ZTF-SLRN 2020, was further confirmed by archival infrared coverage from NASA's Near-Earth Object Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, the NEOWISE, an instrument adept at peering into dusty environments to detect outbursts and other transient events. Now, our team's custom reanalysis of all sky infrared maps from NEOWISE exemplifies the vast discovery potential of archival survey data sets. That's what NORLAB astronomer Aaron Meisner, the co-author of the paper, said. And to separate a planetary engulfment outburst from other types of outbursts, like solar flares or coronal mass ejections, this requires high-resolution observations to locate the outburst and measure its brightness over time without interference from nearby stars. Now, the adaptive optics capabilities of Gemini South provided these vital data points. And Gemini South continues to broaden our understanding of the universe with these new observations supporting predictions for the future of our planet. Now, that's what Gemini NSF's observatory program director, Martin Still, said, and also said, "This discovery is a perfect exemplification of the feats we can achieve when we blend world-class telescope operations with innovative scientific collaboration." Now, Kishalay Day, an astronomer at the Massachusetts Institutes of Technology and lead author of the paper, said, "With these groundbreaking optical and infrared surveys, we are now witnessing such events in real time in the Milky Way, a testament to our almost certain future as a planet." Now, the outburst from the engulfment lasted roughly 100 days, and the characteristics of its light curve, as well as the ejected material, provided astronomers with insights into the mass of the star and its swallowed planet. The ejected material contained about 33 Earth masses of hydrogen and approximately 0.33 Earth masses of dust. And they say this indicates more star and planet-forming material being recycled or burped out into the interstellar medium due to the star devouring the planet. And from their analysis, the team estimated that the Proigniter star is around 0.8 to 1.5 times the mass of our sun, and the engulfed planet was 1 to 10 times the mass of Jupiter. Now, the observation of the planetary engulfment signatures for the first time equips astronomers with enhanced metrics to hunt for similar events happening elsewhere in the cosmos. This will be especially crucial when the Vera C. Rubin Observatory commences operations in 2025. For instance, the observed effects of chemical pollution on the remnant star, when seen elsewhere, can suggest that an engulfment has taken place. This event's interpretation also provides evidence for a missing link in our understanding of the evolution and final fates of planetary systems, including our own. Reflecting on the broader implications of the research, Lau said, "I think there's something pretty remarkable about these results that speaks to the transience of our existence. After the billions of years that span the lifetime of our solar system, our own end stages will likely conclude in a final flash that lasts only a few months. Now, the groundbreaking observation brings a unique opportunity for astronomers and scientists around the world to broaden their understanding of this universe, to delve deeper into the life cycles of stars, and to observe firsthand the cosmic drama that could be the fate of our own planet. The study shows us once again that we are just small players in the grand theater of the cosmos, where stars and planets continually evolve and reshape the universe as we know it. I want to say thank you for listening today to the Space News Pod. I appreciate every single one of you out there taking the time today to spend it here with me. Now, if you could take a second and hit the subscribe or follow button on whatever podcast platform you're on right now, it would help the show tremendously because I want to keep doing this. It's really fun. And I enjoy hanging out with you and building this community with you. And we also have a community over on YouTube that I want to tell you about, youtube.com/spacenewspod. Check that out. We have videos. I'm in most of those videos. So if we want to see what I look like, there's your chance. I'm not just a podcast guy. I'm a video guy too. So if you want to check that out, that would be great. And thank you so much for being here. All right. Take care of yourselves, please, and each other. And I will see you in the next one. This podcast is brought to you by StarshipShirts.com, the ultimate destination for fans of SpaceX, Tesla, Neuralink, and all of Elon's incredible ventures. From apparel and accessories to collectibles and gadgets, merchandise celebrates the spirit of innovation that drives the man himself. Join us on this thrilling journey through the cosmos, the open road, and the frontiers of human consciousness with StarshipShirts.com. You're not just buying merch, you're becoming part of a global community that embraces the future with open arms. Visit StarshipShirts.com and use the promo code MUSK10 for 10% off your first order. Offer valid for a limited time only, so get on it and start innovating yourself.